Okay, we are back. We're going to talk ceramic and stone this morning. Scott Levy is on the line with us, the president of Arley Wholesale. And Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, just to get started, just so everybody is on the same wavelength here, give us a little thumbnail of the Arley organization, if you would.
Well, we are an importer and distributor of tile, stone, and all sundry products associated with it. Our headquarters are in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We have three other locations up and down the East Coast, and we primarily serve the dealer base from Maine through Miami. And we also do a lot of commercial business as well.
Now you also, and I thought this is a really interesting point, you had once been an across-the-board flooring distributor, and then you decided to concentrate your guns on ceramic and stone. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we had been a full floor covering distributor for a very long period of time, really since the 50s through the mid-90s. But we just came to a corporate decision that, you know, there we wanted to be the best at what we did, and there were so many people that were already overall flooring distributors, and a lot of them had products and lines that were national lines, and we didn't have that. And so it was a constant struggle to be relevant as time went on, and we really found our niche in tile and stone, and our customers responded to what we were doing, really helped us grow our business, and we could see that they were really looking for someone to bring a professionalism to the tile and stone industry. So we made a corporate decision to go all in, and it was the best decision we ever made.
And most of your customers are floor covering retailers, as I understand.
Correct. Either floor covering retailers or tile and stone specialist retailers.
Interesting. Now, looking at the year 2016, how would you peg growth industry-wide in ceramic and stone during that time?
I mean, it was a pretty healthy year. It seemed to tail off towards the end of the year, but we've noticed that every 4 years when it comes to an election cycle, it always seems to tail off right at the very end as the country gets more involved in that than doing anything else. But, and especially this year, with as the way the election went, it was really something a lot of people were focused on. So overall, it was a strong year, a very strong beginning of the year. It'll end up for our company up around 5%, but overall, which is a very healthy number for us, based upon all the changes we had this year. And the ceramic and stone industry, depending on what part of the industry you were in and how many drops that you had, it was really anywhere from a 4.5 to 6.5 is what we're finding out from our manufacturers.
Interesting. What are you hearing from your customers as a result of the election? It seems like the stock market certainly is pumped.
Well, the stock market is pumped. We'll have to see how that translates down to Main Street, but I think everyone's just glad it's over. I mean, it was really a huge distraction for a very long period of time. And no matter what side of the fence you're on, I think everyone is glad that it's over and past us. And, you know, the new administration coming in is promising a lot of things. And if they can accomplish them or accomplish a good portion of them, I do believe that it will be helpful for business overall.
I wonder 5 years from now, this is going to be instead of, you know, 1 year plus 2-3 years. I wonder how, you know, they're going to just extend the time we're going to have to endure these campaigns.
Well, this is going to happen. I mean, you do have this, and you do have it, especially, I mean, historically, you do have it, especially when one branch has, or one political party, excuse me, has been in power with the presidency for 8 years. It is typical in the United States that there is a switch back. The only time it hadn't happened was from Reagan's 2 terms into Bush's first term. Other than that, it always has switched. So the history was on the side of doing that anyway, and usually that gets to be a pretty contentious situation.
Well, that's for sure. Back to the ceramic and stone industry, what would you classify as the biggest breakthroughs the industry has seen during 2016?
I'd say format size. I mean, the large format thin tiles are really starting to sell, and they're really starting to get used. This started off more on the commercial side, but people are now starting to get more into it on the residential side as well. It is gorgeous. It is beautiful. It changes the look of everything. There are a few manufacturers doing it well, and it's something that can help separate stores from their competition. So we do see that was really being interesting. That, and then on the flip side, smaller sizes.
Hmm.
You know, things that are very easily put in, things that can beautify a smaller space without having just basic boring tile. That also was a big part this year.
So consumers, residential consumers, have really adopted this larger format look for their homes.
They're starting to. We are seeing it, obviously, it's an expensive product, so you are seeing it more in the upper-class consumer, but they are starting to do it. We're starting to see it now in multi-family housing units that are on the upper end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of a residential-commercial blend. But we are seeing it for individual homes as well. And as more and more architects and more designers get into it and understand it, we think that it's going to get larger and larger going forward. I mean, it will never be the mainstay of the business just because of the price point.
Uh-huh.
But there are a lot of features in it that are really beautiful. And especially if you're going for a more modern, sleek home, it is really incredible what they've done.
What would you say are the biggest influencers for consumers now? Do they decide when they get on the internet or when they walk into a store or something else?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, if you believe what the research shows, it does change by age. The younger they are, the more they go to the internet first to at least start their search and start to look and understand what's available out there. We've talked to our our retail partners, more and more of them are telling us that people are coming in with a thought already.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just walking in, checking out and seeing what's going on. They do have a thought already what they're looking for. They have gone online. They have done some research. Most of the actual purchasing is obviously still done in the stores, but it depends on who the consumer is. The younger the consumer, the more let's say, adapt they are to ordering online. But for large ticket items like this that need to be installed, there still is a fear factor out there where people want to go to a professional to have it done the right way.
Mm-hmm. I've seen numbers. Now, this is floor coverings across the board, which I suspect includes ceramic. Something like 2% is actually purchased online. Now, I know.
Correct. Those numbers are still correct. We think it's a little higher than that. It may be up to 3.5, but it's nowhere near what people think it is. However, it does affect the purchasing decisions, and it does affect the price points that retailers can charge, because a lot of times people will look online and they will, you know, if you have not private labeled your line as a retail store, or your distributor or manufacturer has not helped you in that way to private label the line, you can get a price comparison from an online site that would force you to lower your margin to make the sale. So it does have even if the sale itself is not going through the internet, it does have an effect on the final sale price and margin for the customer.
What are your thoughts about the big online players, the Amazons, the BuildDirects, the Wayfairs, and those? They seem to be putting a lot of their efforts towards growth in floor coverings. Do you think we're going to see sizable growth with those guys?
I think you will, but again, it's what percentage it is of the overall. I mean, there is a place for all of these things. They do a great job of advertising. They do a great job of advertising the product category. I mean, when Home Depot and Lowe's came in, everyone thought it was going to be the end of the world for floor covering. But the reality is that while they've taken a chunk of it, they've also helped to build the overall market because they did what the average floor covering store could not do because of marketing budget. And a BuildDirect and Wayfair and those kind of companies are going to do the same thing. They're going to put a lot of money into advertising, which does decrease the life cycle of products. I mean, it is proven. It does do that. If you're constantly getting barraged by all these beautiful, wonderful things that are happening overall, it makes you want to change your home. And that is much different than if no one's talking about it, then you just live with it because you don't know any better. So there is a place for that, and the advertising in those sections does help. So while, yes, they will take a chunk of business, it may still be at 3 to 4% of the overall business later on. But if that overall business grew by 20%, then it's fine and everyone can be healthy.
Interesting point. This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation with Scott Levy, the president of Arley Wholesale. We'll air part two of this series this coming Tuesday. This is Flow Radio.